Now, we've got local government elections happening around Queensland on March 16, and obviously we're going to be keeping a very close eye on Brisbane. We'll also, you know, give 4BC Drive listeners an insight into what's happening on the Gold Coast, Sunny Coast, Moreton, Redlands, Ipswich. And these are big, big councils, big, big councils. Now, one of the councils where we're seeing an interesting contest developing with the incumbent mayor, Darren Power, vacating the post, is in the wonderful suburb of Logan. And it's not just a suburb. I mean, it takes in a huge area. It's the third biggest local government area in Queensland, the fifth biggest in Australia. Now, Brett Ragoose is a former federal Labor MP. He was the member for Ford for one term. He's now announcing today on the show that he'd be running for Logan Mayor. Are you there, Bruce? Brett?
I am, Peter, yes.
All right. So why are you having another crack getting into politics?
Well, Peter, it's funny. I mean, you do the job in federal government, and it's very, you know, party political. I mean, the machinations. But local government is very, very different. And, well, and it should be very different because it is about looking after local services and providing for the ratepayers of a particular city. Logan, as you said, the third largest city in Queensland. It's got 370,000 people. And it's a very, very diverse city. So it actually needs someone that not only can bring a team together, but someone's got the experience. And as federal member, I represented most of this area as a federal seat. So the city itself now is almost the same that I represented as a federal member.
Brett, some big issues in Logan, infrastructure in particular, yep. A very growing, you know, a real growth corridor for the state.
Absolutely.
Do you believe that governments, whether federal, state or at local level, have properly serviced the infrastructure requirements for Logan thus far?
Well, look, I can say quite profoundly no. I mean, and it's very much about, and I'll get back to the representation, and, you know, at the state and federal level, of course, it is political. I mean, there's different parties that have different platforms, one's in government, one's not. And so along the line, you know, Logan is very well supported by probably one major party. When I say supported, it's represented. So I think it's no fault directly of anyone. I think Logan's been taken for granted for much of its history. And it amalgamated in 2008, if you'd know. It was a smaller city,
yes.
Become the city that it is now. And largely, it doesn't have a CBD like most other cities in Queensland. What it has is nine key centres, and they're all very different, very diverse. I mean, if you're talking about animal management or pet control in Springwood, you might be talking about house cats and small dogs. If you're talking Jimboomba, you're talking cows and pigs and horses. So when you look at the diversity and the need for not only the local representation to know about it, you need a mayor that can pull all that stuff together. And, of course, the site sort of infrastructure then becomes complicated. And again, getting that and having that connection with government, both state and federal, is very, very important for certainly the mayor of Logan, because of we've suffered, I think, in not getting the right infrastructure because no one's really understood what our true needs are.
How do you rate the performance of Darren Power, who's the outgoing mayor? Now, of course, Darren Power took over at a really tumultuous time for that council.
Yes.
We know that there was a hell of a drama with a number of, you know, basically they sacked the council. Now, that was ultimately determined to be a poor decision based on CCC advice. But how important is it to maintain the momentum?
Oh, look, and Darren, I mean, I'm disappointed that he's only doing one term because, like any job, and particularly the mayoralty, it takes 4 years to get things in place. Now, he had not only that disruption of the former council, but he also had COVID. And so there was a lot of things that they had to pull together. And, you know, he's done a great job in terms of what the public know or don't know about council. I mean, the reality is that there aren't the same problems that we had prior to. The so-called infighting doesn't exist. They got through COVID and essentially kept the community informed and together. But that was really about keeping things in place as opposed to all of the necessary growth and all the investment we just talked about. The infrastructure needs have become more of a priority, and it really does need a mayor that can take it to the next stage. So Darren established a stability, but it is now time to get in and move the city forward.
We know that John Raven, who's well known in the area, has decided to run for mayor, and you're late to the party. I mean, I think it's fair to say that what 7 weeks out. But obviously you're well known in the area. What sparked the decision, Brett, to come in late in the piece?
Well, look, I truly believe in succession, and if you ever look at what the things I talked about in 2016 for the future of Logan, it was about succession and having councillors, you know, a number of terms, and then that should be the next stage or the next generation. But largely because of COVID, I think, we've got a whole lot of divisions. There's 12 divisions that most are uncontested, and we had a mayoralty that was essentially uncontested. Now, this is not saying that, you know, there's an opportunity. This is saying, well, I do know that I have the experience. I do know from all the things I've talked about before that I can run a city and bring it together. And people need choice. They need to make the decision that they want someone that they know and trust, I believe, and of a certain era and of a certain generation, as opposed to the new generation. I believe that, you know, anyone that takes on a candidacy for the mayor really is getting yourself into a big job. So I think I have the ability to do that. But that said, looking at the candidacy at the time and saying, well, if there wasn't anyone that I believed could give choice to others, then that was me stepping up to the mark. So it wasn't something I needed to do, but I'm very, very happy to do it and very happy that there is now a need for me to do it.
I mentioned you were a federal Labor member for a term. Why did you get out of the Labor Party? Was there any specific reason?
Well, that's a very good question. Long answer, but the short version of it is that the local government, I've always believed, and well before I was in federal parliament and during the time I was in federal parliament, I've always believed local government should not be non-party political. And that's not having an issue about parties. But as I explained to you before, the diversity of somewhere like Logan, party politics doesn't work. So I made the commitment that, and, you know, I'd been a long-standing member, irrespective of the parties, you know, there's a commitment that you've made. I made a decision that I would walk away from those associations to be completely independent, that I would, and while I'll never change the past, the reality is that I have good relationships, and you know this, on both sides of politics, and that's because I've nurtured those relationships. And it was always in mind that if I did become involved in local government, that I would have the ability on both sides to be accepted, respected, and be effective, to be able to get things that we need for our city without any of the political nonsense that might underwrite another type of person.
Just finally, what's your opinion on party politics, particularly at the federal level? Now, I'll just give you today's example, Brett. Mm. I mean, Albanese's come out, he's canned the stage three tax cuts. He's tried to suggest that he didn't lie to the Australian public. And then, of course, you've got Peter Dutton, who's come out and said, well, you did. Clearly he did.
Yes.
I mean, I know you talked earlier in the interview about the fact that, you know, when you're in the Labor Party or the Liberal Party for that matter, you've sort of got to toe the party line. Do you see that as a fundamental, I guess, breakdown in the way that we're governed these days? The fact that there is such a discipline attached to your vote when you're with the Labor Party. I mean, I'm sure there are occasions, possibly rare, but I'm sure there are occasions that when you were sitting there in federal parliament where you thought, you know what, I'm not 100% on this, but I've got to vote for it anyway.
Yeah, and look, that's a very long answer to that question, but I'd probably phrase it this way. The major difference between local government and federal or state is that, you know, they're an adversarial system. They work on a constitution, the Westminster construct, which means that you have to have government and you've got to have an opposition. So the whole very nature of those two parliaments is about conflict, because it actually ultimately, in the Westminster form, gets a good outcome or a debated outcome. But we can't afford to have that at the local government level. And yes, the Labor Party, interesting as the Liberal Party are in terms of how you deal with the numbers and the vote and the caucuses, there is a party line you have to toe. And I guess you have the ability to disagree, but ultimately you agree because that's the platform the party have presented and what the public have essentially voted for. So the difference that you don't have then at local government level is that you can do what you need to do with the people, because the councillors and 12 in Logan will work with you to get the outcome that's best for everyone. And I think that's the major difference. But I said there is a very long answer to that, given, you know, the philosophy.
It's something that I think a lot of our 4BC Drive listeners would be really interested in, because, you know, sometimes you think, if only they could get on, if only we could have bipartisanship on things, and it just doesn't happen anymore.
No, look, and it's true. Again, that's the very nature of those parliaments. It is adversarial. It's supposed to be adversarial. But you're right. There needs to be, I guess, the party system. You think about it, the original parliaments, of course, they weren't party-based. They were all individuals that came together. But it would take 3 months to form a government. So parties help government work quicker, but then you do have a fairly stagnated approach when it comes to decisions. Mm.
Brett Raguse, we've run out of time. Really appreciate you joining me today.
Oh, thank you, Peter. It's been a great opportunity. Yes.
There he is, Brett Raguse. He's running for the mayoralty in Logan. Of course, Darren Power, the incumbent, is stepping down, and that will be a very interesting election, that one. We'll be watching that very, very closely here at 4BC Drive. It's 4:45.